Well, trees are a great thing, and unfortunately, particularly in urban areas, we see so many, concrete places, but not so many trees. Well, that's one of the goals, to get more trees in our area with the Tree Fresno. And joining us is Lee Ayers, who is the CEO. Lee, good to have you with us on the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Tell us, how long has Tree Fresno been in our area here?
We were founded in 1985, so we're over 31 years old now.
Well, great. And tell us what the mission is.
The mission, our modest mission, is to transform the San Joaquin Valley with trees, trails, greenways, and beautiful landscapes.
Well, that's a great mission. And tell us how you do that.
We do it five ways. We have five strategic priorities. We've learned to marshal our resources so we can do high visibility, high impact projects. We promote parks and trails. We undertake a lot of education activities. We focus on disadvantaged neighborhoods to try to restore the tree canopy. We also do projects that demonstrate the benefits of trees for energy conservation and air pollution. And last, we plant trees to honor veterans and loved ones.
Well, great. And I know one of the things that you do is to make sure that particular tree matches the area it's being put in, too. And that's very important, isn't it?
It is. The motto is right tree, right place. And we have published an updated tree selection guide, which people are welcome to get by just contacting us at info@treefresno.org. And that lists trees of different types, evergreen and deciduous, that are appropriate for our region. And then based on the size, they can adapt it to their situation.
It's very important because particularly, you see some of these urban areas that have put in the wrong trees and they tear up sidewalks and all kinds of things. And there are the correct trees you can put there that won't do that. But unfortunately, in many places, particularly L.A. and places, they've planted the wrong ones, haven't they?
Well, that's for sure. You know, we don't build airplanes the same way we did 30 years ago. We don't build cars the same way. And we've learned a lot about trees and what work. People used to plant trees like mulberries and redwood and liquid ambers and sycamores, thinking that's an appropriate tree in Fresno. Well, that's no longer, we know that's not a wise decision now. And so with the new list, people know what to transition to.
Yeah, it is an important part of that. And sometimes lower water trees, that's part of this too, is it not?
It is. We emphasized water use when we updated this list. We really looked at three things along with the availability and practicality of the tree. We looked at water use, we looked at air quality benefits, and we looked at allergen impacts. People are learning more and more about respiratory impacts of trees, and so we're careful with that.
And when you plant, do you have volunteers do a big project, or how does that work primarily?
We do. We just did a great parks project over in Sanger, a small city to the east of Fresno. And we had two different Boy Scout groups and Girl Scout groups. There must have been at least 30 there. And then in addition, we were partnering with the Rotary Club. So we had members of that club participating. And then we had city and Tree Fresno staff as well.
Great, and that's always a great project because usually what they do there, if I'm correct, is you also give them, not only are they planting, but you teach them how to do it, how to correctly put it in, a little about the tree itself, all those kind of things.
We do. You know, most people do not know much about trees. Most
that's true.
People don't know, they don't know one species from the other. And most people are pretty quick to admit it, and so that's an important service. But when we're out doing a project, there's huge interest in how you actually plant the tree. And although it sounds simple, dig a hole and put a tree in it, there are quite a few steps in order for that to be successful. the one in this area that we really emphasize is when you set the root ball in the hole, make sure that it's about 1 inch above the grade of the ground around the tree so that the tree gets good drainage. Because the water-wise trees we recommend do not like to have their feet wet very long.
Right.
They like to be watered, absorb the water, and sit and smile at the sun for a week or two before the next watering.
Yes, it's very important, and the whole science of it is fascinating. If you've never done it, but I recommend going out and volunteering and doing this. And not only will you help where you're planting, but it helps on your own yard, I think, quite a bit. So.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned one thing up at the top about how many trees have been lost in our urban landscapes. And one of the problems is basic subdivision design. And I know this is going to open a can of you-know-what for some people, but we're finding that putting a tree in between the sidewalk and the curb often is not a good idea, even though that's been done for years.
Oh, yes.
But when that space is squeezed down to 5 feet or so, it often ends up damaging the sidewalk and the curb. And so what we're encouraging, in fact, I'm scoping out a project this afternoon in downtown Fresno, the Lowell neighborhood, on just this point, is we are going to identify front yards that would be suitable for a tree planting, with the thought that we would put low water use plants over by the curb.
Oh, that makes so much. Yeah, that makes so much more sense too. That little median area, as you mentioned, can be. Not conducive because the roots get up there and tear up the sidewalks. So yeah.
Well, and I don't think this would offend your listeners if I were to quote the head of research at UC Davis. She calls those parkway strips between curbs and sidewalks, she calls them hell strips. It's tough on the tree,
yeah.
and it's tough on the homeowner, and it's tough on the public works department. Now, there are places in the country where they allow 10, 12 feet, and the street trees do great.
Right. Oh, it's a space.
And there's places where experienced tree planting departments migrated to the smaller tree that does not present the root and damage that the large trees cause. And where that's been done, they work fine. But
exactly.
What we're learning is if you put a big shade tree in somebody's front yard, you're going to provide shade for part of the street as well as for part of the house.
Does make a lot of sense. Well, Lee, how do people get in touch with you if they like more information on what you guys do?
Well, we do have a website, treefresno.org. And if they want to contact me, I'm lee@treefresno.org, or just put in info@treefresno.org, and we'd be glad to help.
Very good. Lee, thanks for the visit. Appreciate having you on.
Thank you.